Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, yes, good afternoon. It is 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. My name is Faye Odelika, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. It is Friday, February 6th, 2016, and I'm excited to say, that we have another show for you today. I do apologize, I am a little under the weather, but that does not stop me. Hence, the title for today's show is Sorry, I Mean Business. And the reason why I wanted to talk about that today is because when you are on a serious mission, when you have things going on and you are moving to reach your goals and dreams, you got to have your game face on. And sometimes that means that you just have to be in a tunnel vision and focus to truly reach your goals and dreams. Because sometimes people will come, sometimes situations will happen, but most of all, sometimes you are hindering yourself from getting to where you need to go. So sometimes you got to say to yourself, I mean serious business. And it's so fitting because this morning I woke up with such fire in my spirit. And I had to ask myself, do I need to be humble or do I need to be courageous? And I said, you know what, there's two types of lions in the kingdom, in the animal kingdom. There's a lion that comes to devour, and then there's a lion that comes to conquer. And I asked myself, with this fire that's in me, which lion am I today? And what I would like to say is that it is of conquering your goals and dreams. Because when you are on a mission, when you know that God has given you something to do, you will not allow anything to stop you. And so when we think about saying, I mean serious business, the question I have to ask is for yourself first. We're not talking about anyone else in the situation. We're talking about you. Do you truly mean serious business? Do you say to yourself, I mean business, when you're thinking about doing something? Do you think that you are a business in the sense that you get your life the way you want it to be? Because I had a question recently with someone, a conversation, and they were talking about how they wanted to reach certain goals in life. And I said, well, what are you doing? What to yourself, how have you prepared yourself for that goal and dream? And that person kept looking externally, but not internally. And sometimes we have to ask ourselves, it's an internal war that we have to conquer first, before we can conquer an external world. So today, really talking about, do you really know who you are on the inside? Do you really mean business to yourself on the inside? Because when you know who you are, when you know your goals and dreams, but you've conquered your fears, you conquered your doubts, you conquered your past, you conquered everything and anything that would hinder you from moving forward. Because sometimes I think for us to truly conquer the world, conquer our goals and dreams, we have to conquer ourselves. And sometimes ourselves are our worst enemy, our worst critics. And so when that is the case, I want you to think about, why are you the way you are today? Was it family? Was it environment? Was it yourself? And if there's any other factors that may have been involved that I did not mention, I really want us today to identify them. Because when you have a situation and you truly want to break through, you have to identify that situation first. And so in identifying that situation, that will help you to understand, okay, what is the next step? And I use the same analogy as I'm running for office. You know, my perspective and my way of doing my campaign is really identifying, is doing an assessment. Coming from a nursing perspective, you know, we do an assessment first. We assess the situation, then we look at, okay, what is the situation? What are the problems? How do we work in building a solution to it? So it's the same thing with your life. We have to assess what is stopping you from reaching your goals and dreams. What is stopping you from conquering yourself from within? Because before you can truly conquer the world or anyone else or anything else, you need to conquer yourself. And so when I ask that question, think about whatever doubts have held you back from doing what you want to do in life. Because as a life and business coach, I come across this all the time, and I actually found this with women, and speaking to a lot of women, their mothers, their wives, their career women, their household makers. I mean, they are wearing so many different hats, but yet they lose themselves in the process. And then they wonder when life's curve, for instance, their kids go away to college, or God forbid they get divorced, or their spouse passes away, or something traumatic that really shifts their life, they're stuck. They don't know who they are. They don't know what they want to do in life because they've lived their lives for others but not living it for themselves. They've lost who they were in a sense of saying, you know, growing up I wanted to do this, but then I had to work, and then I went to school, then I had got married, then I had kids, and all these different things. And so when it really hurts me, and I'm overwhelmed when I meet women who had so many goals and dreams as a child, but they've lost it in the process because of life happens. And it's not just for women, also men too, because men go through different life stages. And when they go through different life stages, they also tend to lose themselves, but not as much as women. They tend to lose their focus as well on what their goals and dreams were when they were younger. So when we talk about really conquering from within, we have to identify those things that are holding us back. So if it is your past, then you need to tell your past that you are a figment of my imagination because it no longer exists, because yesterday is gone. We are today is in the present, and tomorrow is not here yet. So when we come to grips with that, and even many people such as Bishop T.D. Jakes says, you just got to let go. And then the familiar phrase in the Christian realm is let go and let God. So you cannot allow the enemy to block you from who you're meant to be on the inside and out because of your past. And I've met so many people who have so many traumatic situations happen in their past, but yet they are the most successful people I've ever met in my life. And they tell me that because they went through their hardships, because they went through so many situations in life, they were able to have a different perspective. They were able to be prepared for the things that were to come in the future of their lives because of the hardships that they've been through in life. So if that's you and you're saying your past is holding you back, then I tell you and I pray that you be released from that, to say that your past was only there to prepare you for what's to come. Some people say it's a setup, not a setback. And so I truly believe that everything that we've been through in life, whether it's good or bad, whether it's someone who did us wrong or something happened that was out of our control, find ways to identify the right perspective that you need in order to move forward. Because if you continue to live in the past, then you will never truly move forward. And then not moving forward, you never will truly be the person that God has called you to be. You won't be able to live out those gifts and talents that are meant for you to flourish and share with the rest of the world. So if that's a situation for you, then that's what I would say to you. Then if it's your family, I would tell you, identify those unhealthy family habits, those unhealthy family dynamics and relationships. And sometimes you have to learn to love people from a distance. And, you know, maybe it's a family member who's very negative, or a family member you can't trust, or a family member who is jealous, or whatever the situation may be. It's a family member that the relationship is not healthy. Then you learn to love them from a distance. You love them because they are part of your family and they're a human being, but you don't have to continue interacting with them. You don't have to continue to allow them into your inner space. You don't continue to have to allow them to be in your time. You know, you just have to say, you know, I love you as a person, as a being, but I can't allow this relationship to get any closer. Because if we allow our family, our unhealthy family relationships, to prevent us from moving forward, not only is that unhealthy family relationship affecting you, but it's also going to affect your future relationships and your present relationships. And then it's going to affect how you can be a better person, because maybe you don't trust people, or maybe you're pessimistic, or maybe you, whatever the situation may be, is just identifying that if it's an unhealthy family relationship, then you need to identify it and learn how to turn that unhealthy family relationship into a healthy one. Or maybe it's a simple fact of your upbringing. Maybe your family was very negative, or your family was, whatever the situation may be. I knew someone who grew up in a household that was just so abusive. But yet now they're able to use that story to empower other people and help other people to be set free from abuse relationships and to save lives from people, you know, from domestic violence, because there are times that domestic violence does get fatal. And it's for men and women, because I've known growing up, I had a guy friend who died. His wife said it was self-defense. And it was a domestic situation. And then I also do know men who have been domestically abused. And so I also do know women who have been domestically abused as well. So when we think about that, it's just identifying that there's some people, unfortunately, that cannot be so close to us in life, because they will be a hindrance. They will prevent us from being who we were meant to be. So, and it's sometimes when we realize that it's a family dynamic, then we have to understand that we are going to be the ones to break that barrier. And I say we, meaning standing in your need, as far as I know what it's like to be in a family dynamic that's not that healthy. I had to learn what health looks like myself first. And then once I connected with those who are unhealthy in my family because of their relationships and the dynamics in the house, in the family, I had to say, you know, this, I had to put boundaries. And Dr. Henry Cloud is a great author, a great person who's an expert in this area that has written numerous of books of how to set boundaries, whether it's setting boundaries with yourself, whether it's setting boundaries with your family, whether it's setting boundaries in the workplace, whether it's setting boundaries in the social relationships, whether it's setting boundaries in your intimate relationship, whether it's setting boundaries with your kids, whether it's setting boundaries in marriage, whatever situation, there is a book out there that he has written specifically for certain social, for certain types of relationships. So sometimes we have to set those boundaries and say, you know, I can only allow you to say this to me. And after you say something that may offend me, I have to let you know that I was offended. Or maybe it may be someone who's abusive and you just don't want to be in that environment. So you just have to tell them that you're not going to tolerate this and find ways to turn those unhappy situations when they're unhealthy and they're unable to be to turn into a healthy situation. Then you have to say, you know what, then I have to completely separate myself from this relationship or from this family member or the family dynamics. Now, the other thing may be maybe it's you. Maybe you're filled with doubt and fear, and that's what's holding you back. Because when we say, sorry, I mean business, sometimes we have to tell ourselves, like, seriously, I mean business. So you're just going to have to move aside. So if you have fear, you're going to have to tell fear, I don't have time to be afraid. I got too much things to do. I got too much going on. My momentum is like a train that's going to keep on riding until we get to the destination. We're not going to have any stops with fear. Or maybe it's doubt. You doubt yourself because you're thinking you're not worthy enough. You're not smart enough. You're not beautiful enough. You're not pretty enough, or whatever the situation may be with doubt and fear. Sometimes you have to just be like a tape recorder. When you press play, it just keeps on going and going and going. But when you press stop, it stops. And that's the same thing that we have to do. We have to, when fear and doubt comes to cripple our lives, we have to tell fear to stop, because you will not control my life. You will not take control of my life, and you will not take control of me. So sometimes we have to ask, we have to identify what is the problem within us. Is it fear? Is it doubt? Even if it's low self-esteem or lack of self-confidence, because it shows. People can see when you have low self-esteem. It's the way you carry yourself. It's the way you talk, the way you, your posture. And, you know, if those are the things, then you have to ask yourself, why do I not love myself? Why do I not feel loved? Why do I not feel valued? And for me growing up, those situations that I had was because my family wasn't the most healthiest. It was a little negative, a little pessimistic and unhealthy and abusive sometimes, verbally and emotionally. And sometimes it was physically, because I was a short, chubby child. But now I say good thing come in small packages. So, of course, you know, the chubbiness or the weight is a concern, because you don't want to be unhealthy and have heart disease and high blood pressure, diabetes and all these other different health issues that can come from being overweight. But you have to identify those things that are sometimes even the things that we deal with, whether it's health-wise, maybe it's weight, or maybe it's how we dress or how we carry ourselves. Sometimes that's a reflection of what we've been through, or sometimes it's a reflection of how we feel about ourselves. But we have to ask ourselves, why do I not love myself? Why do I not have the self-confidence? Why do I not have the self-esteem? Why am I filled with doubt and fear? And when we find the underlying, the root cause of it, then we're able to truly root out why the doubt is in our life. We're able to truly root out what fear, why the fear is in our life. Because if you don't allow that to happen, then how can you truly move forward? It's kind of like a stopper. When you have a sink, and of course everything is going down the sink, but when you put a stopper in that hole in the sink, then nothing is able to pass through. And that's the same thing. That stopper is your doubt. That stopper is your fear. That stopper is your low self-esteem. That stopper is your lack of confidence. But once you unplug that thing and find out what is keeping you stuck, what is holding you back, then you're truly able to allow things to flow through you and become the person that God has called you to be, and be able to do all the things that you can do in life, because There's nothing holding you back. You're not afraid anymore of every situation that you're thinking it may not turn out well, or something bad may happen, or you don't feel like you can do it, or whatever the case may be, or even doubt. You started to do something, then you stopped because of whatever situation, you just think it's not going to pull through. But one thing I will say that I've learned through life is that failure is a form of success, because when you continue to try to strive for something and it does not work out, failure is just a sign. Just as Thomas Edison said, he found 9,999 ways to do something differently. But it wasn't the one time. But he didn't give up on not one time, because he finally was able conduct electricity. So it's the same thing with our lives. You know, sometimes we may be working so hard at something and we're thinking that it's not going to come to pass, or we're thinking that every time that we've tried it, you just give up. And I say this even for business owners. As an entrepreneur, as a business coach, a business consultant, it's the same thing. I've tried numerous projects. I've tried numerous businesses. I did YTB. I did traveling, another traveling company. I did a beauty company. I did so many other different things. I won't name any names. But I did so many other different projects and tried so many other different businesses that never flourished the way I wanted it to. But I never give up. I never gave up, and I still don't give up, because I am going to reach that $1 million idea one day so I can make those millions and be able to bless the world with what God has blessed me with. But to never give up on your goals and dreams, never give up on those gifts and talents. And, you know, when you're trying to strive for something, if you don't get it right the first time, just keep going. Because then you're truly an idea, a dream, an action, a goal. It evolves. Just because you tried it the first time and it didn't work out doesn't mean that that's not for you. You know, when I think about, for me personally, kind of had an idea growing up that I wanted to be an attorney, but that's not what was spoken over my life. It was said by my family that I would be in healthcare, I'll be a nurse. So that's the track that I went. But as I was growing up, people would periodically tell me, you know, you should be an attorney, or you should go into law or some kind of politics or something like that. But that was never really spoken into my life on a consistent basis. My family didn't pour that career path over me. It was more healthcare. So I became a nurse, which I truly loved being a nurse. I've been a nurse since I was 16. But as I got older and after the economic crash, I wanted to find my own path. I said, truly was I called to be a nurse. And I don't regret going to nursing school. I don't regret being a nurse. I truly love the profession. It helped me to be who I am today. It helped me to have the experiences that I have today. But yet, now that I'm finding my own authentic path, you know, wanting to go to law school, now I'm running for office, and it's just so interesting that what I was truly meant to be in the world is finally coming to pass. There's something about, I can't describe the feeling. It's something like an overwhelming peace that happens, and I guess that's why the energy and the fire came this morning, is because, you know, I'm just constantly thinking about, okay, my political race, and how am I going to do this, and how am I going to do that, and reaching out to so many different people, and people are telling me so many different things. You should be focused on raising money, not building relationships. I said, for me, I'm a relationship person. I am a community person. I love the community. I'm a grassroots person. That's where my heart and passion is. So meeting people, connecting with people, having conversations with people, going to meetings and all this, that's what I love to do. And don't get me wrong, the fundraising is important, but we'll get to it and we're working on it and have somebody on board to help us focus mainly on that. But my thing is meeting people. I'm a people connector. I love being around people. I love hearing people's stories and how they tell me their situation, whether it's as a coach or an aspiring politician or an elected official, whatever capacity it is. I've always enjoyed hearing people's story and identifying how can, you know, as a problem solver, I love to identify problems and then find solutions to them. And so that's the same thing with when we think about life, is that we have to identify those things in our life that are holding us back. And once you identify it, you have to face it. You have to have the strength and the courage to say, you know what, I'm going to face these things that I'm dealing with. Because when you say, sorry, I mean business, you're telling yourself, no matter what comes my way, no matter what tries to stop me, I'm going to continue in doing what I was set out to do. I'm going to continue striving and reaching for that golden dream no matter what. And so that's what you have to tell yourself. Every day you get up, you look in the mirror and you tell yourself, I was meant to do great things. Then you need to find out what that great thing is. No matter how big or small it is, it is great to someone because someone is waiting for you to live out your full potential. And you are valuable. You are priceless. And I tell my clients that they have to speak those things over themselves. You have to do positive affirmations. You wake up in the morning, you tell yourself you are beautiful, you are smart, you are successful, you are rich. Whatever those things that you want, you have to call it over yourself. Because when you call it over yourself, you're activating that mindset. You're activating the atmosphere to say, this is what I'm accepting. I'm not accepting anything less. And that's why I tell people, when you're setting goals and dreams or when you're putting out your, you have to be able to say, this is what I want and I'm accepting nothing less. Sometimes you may have to mold it. It may come a little differently or may look a little differently than what you expected. But at the end of the day, you have to tell yourself, I accept nothing but the best. I accept nothing less. I only want the great things for my life. And so when you say, I mean business, you also have to tell people that too sometimes. Because you've done it to your, you've told yourself that, but sometimes you got to tell people, look, if you're not on the right path with me, or you're not helping me to get my goals and dreams, or we're not working on the same goal, then I'm sorry. We just have to say, peace be gone, because I am serious about my business. I am sorry, but I mean business. I am trying to do something here. I'm working on a goal. I'm working on a dream. I'm working to strive for something. If you can't support it, if you can't come alongside me, if you cannot encourage me, but you're just trying to prevent me or distract me or not motivate me, then you tell that person or that thing that it just has to go. It has to just move out of your way because either it's going to get run over or it's coming along with you. And so that's what I tell people. When fail is on a mission, you either come along with her or you move out of the way because you will get run over. And not physically and not literally. I'm saying figuratively. So don't become looking for me come running people over. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that when I'm on a mission, when I'm wanting to reach a goal, I am so focused and I believe sometimes I get consumed and overwhelmed by a goal and dream because that's all I would think. It's like this energy that excites me and ignites me to say, you know what, keep moving forward. Keep your eyes fixed in your goal. Keep your eyes fixed in the prize. Because if you don't have a focus, if you don't have something you're striving for, then you will go for anything and you will fall for anything. So that's really what I wanted to share. That was in my heart this morning. Just say to yourself, sorry, but I mean business. Tell people, sorry, but I mean business. Tell your goals and dreams, sorry, but I mean business, and I'm about my business. You even have to tell the world that. Mother Nature, the world, whatever, sorry, but I mean business because I am about my business. And for me, I'm about my Heavenly Father's business. So whatever the Lord tells me to do, I do it, and I keep my eyes fixed on it. I don't go around letting people tell me that I shouldn't do this, I shouldn't do that, I should change this, I should change that. No, whatever God tells me to do, I do it, and I stay my eyes fixed on it. I say I'm stubbornly persistent. People say I'm very stubborn. I say, no, I'm not stubborn. I'm stubbornly persistent because when I set my mind to do something, I do it. And most of the time it has to be God himself to say, all right, Fayola, this is, you know, you need to shift gears here. Or this is not the way you need to go. You need to go this way or that way, whatever the case may be. But, you know, I do heed to advice. I do heed to mentoring and coaching and those who are wiser than me. But I also consult God. I say, God, what is it you want me to do? Because I've consulted these people. I've done I did my due diligence in finding out which direction I should go, what I should do. But, God, your ways are not our ways. Your thoughts are not our thoughts. Your understanding is not our understanding. So, please, Lord, you tell me what to do. You tell me which direction to take. You tell me where my feet should go, what my mouth should say, and what my eyes should see, and what my ears should hear, because I'm doing your work. So I hope this was encouraging to you all today to tell yourself, sorry, I mean business, to tell people, sorry, I mean business, to tell situations, sorry, I mean business. So I hope you're about your business. And if you're not about your business and you're saying, Fayola, how can I be in my business? How can I get my business going? Well, I will tell you that we have a coaching program coming up, a free webinar that we had on Tuesday or Wednesday, we will be providing the recordings for that. So if you missed it or you want to wait till next week, just connect with us on our social media platform. Say, hey, I want to find out more about this free webinar coaching that you have going on, because we really are serious about helping people know that they mean business. Last month for January, we did our free webinars for three times last month. It was Jumpstart Your Speaking free webinar. This month, for the month of February, we're focusing on coaching. So if you want to become a life coach, a business coach, a health coach, a wealth coach, a leadership coach, an executive coach, a career coach, a confidence coach, whatever kind of coaching there is besides sports. We're not talking about sports coaching. We're talking about professional coaching. So if you are thinking about doing that, or you're even speakers, I tell speakers that you're also coaches because you coach people as you're speaking. So if that's you, then you definitely want to make sure you attend this one-hour webinar where we provide good, solid, free, valuable information. So we had it this week. We're sending out the recordings. Hopefully they'll be able to send it out sometime today for those who signed up for it and weren't able to attend, or those who want to know more about it. Definitely connect with us as soon as possible so we can make sure to send you out that free recording. But we also have it coming up throughout the month. We'll have it three or four times this month. So definitely if you're looking to realize that 2016 is a year that you're going to say, sorry, but I mean business, then start your own business, because I truly believe that entrepreneurship is the key to success. Entrepreneurship is the key to liberation. Entrepreneurship is the key to living life on your own. And that's what I tell people. I want to live life on my own terms. I don't want someone to tell me when I can't work, how much can I make, how much I can't make. Being an entrepreneur and being in business, you have that liberty. You have that freedom. But if you're a 9-to-5 and you may have some situation that is routine, that is fine. Entrepreneurship full-time is not for everyone, but I tell you, part-time entrepreneurship is, because you should always have a backup plan. You should always have something in your pocket for whether it's a rainy day, or whether it's to save up for a big purchase, or save up for a big trip, or just to have extra money, or to pay off your bills faster and quicker. Then definitely every person should have a part-time business of their own business. Because you don't want to just depend on that one check. Because the Garden of Eden had four rivers flowing through it, and the rivers were the wealth of the earth, because it nurtured the land. It provided what the earth needed in order to flourish. So that's the same thing with you. You should not just have one source of income. You should find numerous ways to bring income into your household so you can live life on your own terms. So if you want more information about that, check us out on Facebook, Fayola Delica LLC. So that's facebook.com/ Fayola Delica LLC. Also, if you want to reach out to us, we're on Instagram. That's @ Fayola Delica LLC. We're also on Twitter, @ Fayola Delica. We're on Tumblr. I mean, we are on so many different social media platforms, I can't keep up with them. So definitely, if you want to reach out to us, you want to find more about this webinar, then send us an email. And the email is info, I-N-F-O, @ F as in Frank, AYOLADELIC.com. So once again, if you want to find out more about this free webinar that we have coming this month, we already had it this week, and we'll have it about two or three more times this month. It's Jumpstart Your Coaching. Jumpstart Your Coaching Business. It's a free one-hour webinar that will be taking place. So you definitely want to connect with us to find out when that next one is. Or if you send us an email today or reach out to us in some way, we'll be able to provide you that, because that will be released today to those who attended or were unable to attend but did register. So that is all as today is Friday. I'm getting ready for this weekend. It is going to be an interesting weekend, because now my life is consumed, not just by helping people campaign. Now I'm running myself. So you have not heard the news. I am running for Florida State Representative House District 108 in Miami-Dade, which includes North Miami, El Portal, Biscayne Park, Miami Shores, Little Haiti, Liberty City, Liberty Square, and Ocala Lakes. So I am really, really excited as Dade County is coming through, because Fayola is on a mission to make sure that everyone knows she's running for office. Everyone knows that she is a community advocate at large, and that she is about partnering with the community, my platforms, The structure of my platform is to meet as many elected officials within the district and county and at the municipality levels as well, to meet as many business owners and community leaders, the stakeholders in these communities, so we can work together to identify the problems and also to find solutions. And some people told me, but you're not an elected official yet. You're just a candidate. I said, that's how serious I am, that I am a community advocate. I am a grassroots person. I was born in the grassroots era of the 1980s in Miami, when my uncle, the late Reverend Dr. Joao Jean-Gis, who was a Catholic priest, he was fighting for, he was a human rights activist, he was a liberation theologian, and he was fighting for the rights of the Haitian community and the other Caribbeans that were not getting equally treated here when they were coming to America. So it's in my blood. So this is how I'm doing my campaign, so I'm really, really excited. So if you are a stakeholder or you're a concerned constituent within the House District 108, or even you don't have to necessarily be in my district, because I believe when you're in Tallahassee, yes, you're representing a group of people, but you're representing the whole state of Florida when you vote on those legislators and those bills up in Tallahassee. So I have an open-door policy. I'm really, really excited about the campaign. I'm really, really excited about being a candidate. If you want to reach out to me in that respect, the number that you can call to connect with us is 786-471-6018. Again, the number is 786-471-6018. We are always in the community. We're out and about meeting people, going to churches and businesses and all kinds of different things. So I'm really, really excited about what's taking place in 2016 thus far. And remember, it's only February 6th, and this is all that's been going on and much, much more. So definitely you want to make sure you're with us. You're with us each week, every Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. My name is Sale Delica. The weather outside is really good. It's nice and chill. I wasn't prepared for it, but I got my scarf. I couldn't wear my boots today, but hopefully tomorrow I can put on my red boots and truck around. But until then, you guys stay warm. Enjoy your weekend, but most of all, know that life is too short. So don't work too hard that you forget to relax. And most of all, sometimes you just got to laugh at yourself. So if you haven't done that today, just take a moment and just laugh out loud, because life is too short, and it says it takes less muscles to smile than it does to frown. So you all take care. Enjoy your weekend. Once again, this is Fayola Delica, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. We'll see you next week, God willing. Take care. Bye-bye.